1
2
3
4
And welcome to another edition of 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm Paul Gough. November is known as Oz Music Month, and I'll be creating a series of podcasts looking at some of the great Australian releases over the last few years with a particular eye over 2020. And we're kicking off with one of the great songwriters in this country. He's been producing and performing, singing, writing tunes for more than 30 years. You'll know him through his work with his own groups, the Shivagos, the Amateur Historians. But of course, it's Ice Cream Hands that really endeared themselves in the 90s to the hearts of Aussies and was nominated for 2 ARIA Awards during that time. After a 13-year hiatus, back with an album that I probably should have played for you long before this. It is an absolute killer and will be one of my favourite albums come year's end. The album is No Weapon But Love. I played you a little snippet there of one of his earlier recordings. And he, as I said, he's been doing this for a long time. That one from 2008, Bungalow, and a little bit of All the Pretty Girls in Barcelona as a way of counting in this edition of 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's get straight into it. Here's a group who are so creative during COVID times, they've released not only their debut album about 3 or 4 months ago, but they're back with a brand new one. It's not out till December, but we're getting a little sneak preview. Popfilter are a group who, I guess, embody the great indie sound in Australia, a super group of sorts made up of members of Snowy Band, The Ocean Party and Cool Sounds. The album they released earlier this year, which I love, called Banksia, well, they've followed suit with this called Donkey Gully Road, the name of the location of where they've recorded this album. Comes out on vinyl in early December, but let's listen to this one. Great way to start the program. This is Waiting to Be New.
Past unpleasant, tensing like a punch.
listen.
The sound there of a young man from Sydney. He's a solo artist, producer. His name's Nick McMillan, but he makes music under the name Sawmill. And in one of my feeds somewhere, I came across a track called Heading Home earlier this year. I loved it so much after one listen, I went to his Bandcamp site, saw he had an album coming out, and I bought it. I don't often do that, but there was something about the tune that I really loved. And over the course of 10 tracks, the original one I really fell in love with, Heading Home, has a very jangly component to it. And I have to say, there's a wonderful sense of production, melody, atmospherics, and it really moves, as he puts it so well, between alt-rock, shoegaze and folk. Something different, something special with this debut release from Sawmill. I played for you the track Losing Days. Highly recommended. As usual, you can find a link to it on this edition of 1234. Prior to that, the music of Pop Filter. And that album is really great and a nice bookend, I guess, to their first Banksia. If you don't know that one, check it out as well. It's available through the Osborne Again label run by Lachlan Denton. And all of the members of the Ocean Party have continued to create great sounds. And it's really fantastic to hear that, particularly on that track, Waiting to Be New. Now, interestingly, in the file I was sent by the band, the track's called Waiting to Be New, but on the Bandcamp site, it says Waiting to Be Now. I think it's new. Anyway, just check out the album Donkey Gully Road. This is 1234. Now, the music of Charles Jenkins is absolutely mesmerising. I'm going to be honest and say Ice Cream Hands weren't on my radar back in the day. Maybe I got my nose far too down in the underground. But I came across his sounds through a friend, and I was absolutely spellbound, and it sort of made me go back and smack my wrist to realise that I had somehow missed out on his contributions, because he's released 14 albums, he's toured right around the planet, and his album Too Much Water in the Boat, which won the Age Music Victoria Award for Best Folk Roots Album, was one I played quite a bit on the old Inside Sleeve. And I guess from that point, I was always watching out for his releases. I've shared with you tracks from his excellent When I Was on the Moon release that came out a couple of years ago. But many people were very excited with the news that Ice Cream Hands were back together to release their first music in 13 years. This album, No Weapon But Love, as I said, I probably should have played you something from it for a while because Charles sent it to me ages ago. But look, you know, with lockdown, with just all the stuff that's been going on in my life, it's been difficult to navigate. And I think what I did was I had this particular album in a subfolder, which I'd totally lost track of. Anyway, I was listening to it over the last couple of weeks and realising what a great way to start the Oz Music Month showcase by featuring a track from this album. You know, the difficult thing about this album is finding a song that I wanted to play, because they're all that bloody good. This is stellar Aussie pop. This is up there with some of the great bands you know and love, like the Go-Betweens, the Triffids. That could be a big call, but I really think he's, as I said, a great songwriter. And the polish and poise on this album is brilliant. He reminds me a little of Ken Stringfellow, as I was just even listening back over some of his other works. He's got this real pop nouse, does Charles Jenkins. Of course, he's teamed up with all these great bandmates, and they're all fantastic. I was narrowing it down to several tracks that I wanted to play for you, but this one just sticks out as a classic song in my book anyway. Ice Cream Hands, Can You Feel My Love?
Just above the passing of your slow parade. broke the wheel. He broke the wheel. How does it feel? Load the wagon with that stuff you can't throw out. Feed the dragon, you could stop, there's no doubt. Monster on your shoulder, but he cannot hold you. You broke the wheel. You broke the wheel. How does it feel? So you're looking for a another way to roll. Don't even think that you might be in control. Monster in your mirror, but he cannot scare you. You can light the lantern. The world is full of starlight. We sift the darkness tonight. You broke the does it feel? Monster in front row, he's enjoying the show. You can't beat the white snow. You can beat the black crow. The world is full of starlight. We'll shift the darkness tonight. You broke the wheel. You broke the wheel. How does it feel? Broke the wheel. You broke the wheel. How does it feel?
I've shared the music from John Encarnasau on this program several times, whether it be with Nature Strip or his excellent Warmer project. And I've got to say, this album that came out earlier this year is just so beautiful. Wooden Box with Strings. I think on the previous podcast, I played the track Fishes Swim and Coral Grow, which really is a gorgeous tune. An album that was recorded, as he puts it, out of his comfort zone in Hobart with the producer Dave Carter. And he teamed up with a whole bunch of musicians from the local conservatory there. It features strings and some wonderful arrangements. It was recorded and mixed in 14 days and recorded in an old school style as a performance on a huge desk. Very little automation and three pairs of hands riding the faders up. I can see them all working now. I played for you the track You Broke the Wheel from Warmer's excellent album. Please go and check out the whole thing. Out through Half a Cow. It's a brilliant local release. Wooden Box with Strings. We started with Ice Cream Hands. And those two acts just showcasing the depth of talent that we have in this country. And Oz Music Month, a good time for you to go and just listen through some new releases. Maybe you pull out one of your old favourites as well and celebrate the great sounds that we release here in Australia. Ice Cream Hands album, definitely highly recommended. No Weapon But Love. Sticking with the Half a Cow label, which has been around for such a long time, releasing so many great tunes. This is the work of The Finalists. It's their debut album and it's called First, which is, I guess, pretty clever. And it comes out a couple of days after this podcast is issued. In fact, The Finalists have a very rare event in that they're able to launch their album, doing so in Sydney. But in this case, it's already sold out, so I can't really tell you much about it. It's going to be at the Petersham Bowling Club, or was at the Petersham Bowling Club, depending on when you're listening. And teaming up with them on the bill is John Sharkey 3. Now, I know, as I said, this is Oz Music Month. This is a chap from America who now lives in Canberra. I don't know if he calls himself an Australian, but I'm going to for the course of the fact that he's got a brilliant new single out, so I'm going to pair them together. But the Finalists album will be out, as I said, by the time you listen to this. The opening track on the album was their first single, Ignore All the Hate on Your Telephone. I'm going to play this, the follow-up, and happens to be track two. This is The Finalists and Learn to Live Without You.
Life won't have meaning. missing any of you when I say I found everyone this way. I found all your nothing fears, your nothing faces and nothing tears, but I found everyone this way. I found everyone at play in a field of gold on a perfect day, but I found everyone this way.
There of John Sharkey 3. Now, when I saw his name, there was sort of some little thing in the back of my mind thinking, I know his name, I don't really know why. By the way, the track I've shared with you, I Found Everyone This Way. He was a part of a group called Clock Cleaner from Pittsburgh, from memory. This was at a time when I was listening to a lot more punky kind of music, or there was this term called New Weird Punk, which was, again, a kind of an odd genre title, given that it was just sort of, you know, fairly fast and active music. I didn't think there was anything particularly too weird about it. There could have been a couple of bands that did that. Maybe they were mixing more electronics in with the punk sound. But John Sharkey III has moved to Canberra, and it was just before the wave of the pandemic, a time when the bushfires were ravaging his adopted homeland, that he started recording these songs that will be coming out on the Mistletoe label. The album's called Shoot Out the Cameras, and I played for you the track I Found Everyone This Way. Clock Cleaner isn't his only band, by the way. He's also been a part of other hardcore punk bands in the US, Nine Shocks, Terror, Puerto Rico Flowers, and Dark Blue. Anyway, it's great to have him here in Australia, and I hope he stays for quite a while. And I hope you get to see him at some point. Maybe you were there on Friday, on November 6th at the Petersham Bowling Club to see the finalists launch their album. And he was the support act leading into the finalists. And of course, I paired them up. We heard from the finalists, and check out their album First, which is out on Half a Cow. Learn to Live Without Your Great Four piece. Mark Tobin up front, writing some sterling tunes on this debut effort. You've been listening to 1234. Time for one last track, and I'll be back shortly with another selection of great Australian music to share with you as a part of Oz Music Month. This is the work of James Thompson, and I think I've played a track from his album before on the podcast for you, but it's one of those great albums, Golden Exile. It was back in 2015 I first met him, and he played on my old program, The Inside Sleeve. That album was called Cold Moon, and over the course of time, he's really honed his art. This is a really fantastic release that was recorded pre-COVID times at the Union Street Studios with Roger Bergadaz and some sterling playing from the likes of Sean McMahon on electric guitar, Tracy McNeil and Grace Turner add backing vocals to a couple of the tracks, and features Roger himself on drums, percussion, Shane Riley on pedal steel, keyboard, baritone guitar, amongst some other great talents as well. You'll hear Tracy McNeil's vocals on this track to round out this edition of 1234. This is James Thompson, See the Wheels.
Seem laid out plain. When you bless the disaffection, slowly coming round again. My heart's a million miles.
Don't forget, all the details are for the tracks I've played for you. Links back to the artists so you can track them down yourselves and support them during this Oz Music Month. They'll love you for it. Just head to pimpod.com. This is episode 176 of 1234. I'm Paul Gough. I'll be back with more beautiful music very soon.